very, very positive run, and every aspect of the run was positive. So, you know, it brings them into a very positive mindset going forward now. 2 weeks to the national championships, and, you know, that'll be his racing plan. A possibility of a race in Madrid this weekend, and, you know, that will seal the run into the Olympic Games, and hopefully everything going according to plan now. And, you know, the big thing now in his mind has to be that for number one, he's got to try and retain his national senior 800 metres title. He's the fastest Irish man this year as of that run. And secondly, getting to the Olympic Games, you know, that great privilege and honour to get to the Olympic Games for a second time in his case.
That performance last night was a huge shot in the arm for him. So it was, Patsy, and it's aged him even closer.
Nails his position, you know, in the rankings as well. You know, I mean, he was 33rd and he may gain one or two spots, but you know, it's looking good. It's looking really good now. And actually, we're worried, you know, because he had a bit of a twinge of an injury and he had to miss a couple of races that we had set up for him. And you know, he just worried, but you're worried how he would come back into the race last night. And he did extremely well. So he's back in Ireland now as we speak, and we're dealing with the possibility of getting him into a race in Madrid this weekend, which would be very, very positive for him as well, because really it's a really, really world-class race. So, you know, just keeping him sharp, keeping him focused, and all good.